Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can you lift your right hand to Him and thank Him? Just bless Him and thank Him. Thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We magnify your name. You are a good God. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you. We honor your name, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I would like us to run, because if it's possible, I want us to end the prayers and the talk on increase today. Everyone has a portion in life. Everyone has a territory. Everyone has a land. You might not have a land physically, but there is something God calls your land. There is something God calls your portion. There is something God calls your territory. Everyone has something that God has given him. And that thing that God has given you, sometimes God calls it your portion. Sometimes He calls it your land. Psalm 67, verse 6. I want us to pray for an increase, that our land will yield its increase. And then we go to one of my favorite blessings in the Bible, the blessings of Joseph in Genesis and Deuteronomy, and bless ourselves with that. The earth. Give me New King James. New King James. Then the earth. Verse 5. Let's start from verse 5. Verse 5. Can we read together? I want to go. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us after the people have praised you. Let nobody force you to praise God. Praising God has nothing to do with your mood. Do you understand? You know, when we are praising God, some people are lost. Some have gone to Abakaliki. And then after that, they come back and say, "Oh Lord, give me increase." He said, "Praise me and I will increase you." Don't be like people that come to church and say, "Service have not started." Service have not started. They are still doing praise and worship. That is most likely the only thing most of us give to God when we come for worship. Almost every other thing is Him doing things for us. We're hearing the word and so on. Can we lift our hands to Him and say, "Lord, I declare your praise"? Just praise Him your own ways. Lift your hands to me and praise Him. Praise Him. Let's 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 praise Him. As we praise Him now, let the earth, let our land, His word is increased. Lift your hands, praise Him. Express your thanksgiving. Express your praise. 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 No one can worship you for me. No one can praise you for me. Men can pray for me. The Lord can praise you for me. Receive my praise. Receive my worship. Receive my praise. Accept my worship. Receive my praise. Accept my worship. Receive my praise. Accept my worship. I return today and I give you praise and I give you worship. We magnify your name. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 85, verse 12. Psalm 85, verse 12. Quickly, please. I don't have enough time. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield his increase. Whose land will yield his increase? So everybody has a portion. Everybody has a land. That you don't have a land, this guy, does not mean the Lord does not recognize a portion for you. And your portion shall yield his increase. Lift your two hands up and say, according to the word of the Lord, my land shall yield his increase. Say, my portion, hear the word of the Lord, yield increase. Yield your increase. In the name, let there be an increase in my portion. Let my portion yield his increase. Let my portion, hear the word of the Lord. Yield your increase. Yield your increase. Let my portion yield an increase. Let my portion yield an increase. Let my portion yield an increase. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your two hands up. Let me see you. Lift your hands. Say, my portion, represented by my hand. Say, yield an increase. Can I pray? Yield an increase. Let there be an increase. My portion, yield an increase. My hands represent my portion. Say, my portion, yield an increase. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Every barren land, hear the word of the Lord, begin to yield an increase. Every barren business, your portion that is barren, let that portion be turned over. Let there be a turnaround in that portion. Let your portion yield an increase. In the name of Jesus, you are not permitted to be unfruitful here. Tell somebody, say, you are not permitted to be unfruitful. Tell another person, say, you are not permitted to be unfruitful. Say, your land, let your land yield an increase. Let your land yield an increase. Say, let your land yield an increase. You are not permitted to be unfruitful. Let your land yield an increase. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Leviticus 26, verse 4. Leviticus 26, verse 4. Our land yielding is increased. Then, verse 4. Then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce. And the trees of the field shall do what? Go back. Next verse. Your treasury shall last to the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last to the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to death and dwell in your land. We put an end to every scarcity in your family, in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Twice, Jesus did the miracle of supply, of increase. And the two times he did it, there was an extra left. God's blessing for your life would be a kind of blessing that will have, what we call it, an overflow. Hello, do you understand? Go and check it. Everything that God does, he does in excess. He blesses you more than you require. Lift your two hands up. Say, an overflow. Say, I receive an overflowing increase. Can you pray? Say, I receive. Say, according to the dictates of the Lord, according to the acts of the Lord, according to the works of the Lord, according to the works of the Lord, I receive an overflowing increase. Overflow. Overflowing increase. Overflowing increase. An increase that overflows. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Go back to verse 4. Give me in good news or message. Or we take good news and message. We start from verse 4. Check the translation first. GNT. Let's read together. I will send you rain at the right time, so that the land will produce crops and the trees will bear. Let's go to verse 5 now. Your crop will be You have to, your crop will be so, if you see, the thing was so much. You know when we use so, let's go back. Your crops will be so plentiful that you will still be harvesting grapes when it is time to pick grapes. And you will be keep picking grapes when it is time to plant grapes. You will have all that you want to eat, and you can live in safety. Let scarcity be terminated in your family. In the name of Jesus, I don't care the economy. I don't care what your land is. Hear the word of the Lord. Let scarcity be terminated in your land. Let scarcity be terminated in your portion. Let your portion yield so plentifully. In the name of Jesus, everything you desire, let the Lord give you in excess. Can I say excess? Say excess. Say excess. Say my heart desire. Say the Lord gives me in excess. Say my Lord is in excess. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Let me hear. Pray that prayer. Let me hear you. Let there be excess. Let there be excess. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. Many of us, maybe I want to come in the future and teach, maybe a month, teach mentalities. Many of us are too used to scarcity mentality. Have I shared a story of a pastor that adopted somebody? And the boy he adopted was not well taken care of by the parents before he adopted him. They discover after 3 months of living with him, with the pastor, they went to his room one day to clear the room for him. They discover under the bed sweets, biscuits, Fanta, mineral, different things kept everywhere. The family he was coming from, he doesn't eat 3 times in a day. He eats only twice, and the twice is not enough. So when he got to that house and they were eating, he was carrying and saving somewhere, lest the thing finishes. That is the thinking of many Christians. Your father, you see, your mind is a mind of scarcity. Me, I no go pray this prayer more to make this thing no come up. No. Scarcity. You belong to a father that has everything in excess. My children cannot go and keep biscuit under the bed. They know where it is. How many biscuits will I eat? It is scarcity mentality that prevents people from giving because they think it will finish. It is scarcity mentality that makes people argue about giving to God. Where will I give him? Where will I give to the church? Where will I give? Because it's scarcity mentality. And everybody that has scarcity mentality never gets blessed. If I give him today, what will I eat tomorrow? Scarcity. You are forgotten that your land is blessed and your land is yielding its increase. We come against every scarcity mentality that is keeping you in poverty. We bind and we cast it away in the name of Jesus. Let's take one more. Ezekiel 34. From verse 26, we are going to pray a long prayer. Ezekiel 34 from verse 26. Ezekiel 34. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. 34:26. Maybe we should leave it on good news. Let's just leave it on good news. Let's go. I will bless them and let them live around my sacred. Let the holiness of the Lord be upon your land. Let your land be known as a sacred hill. In the name of Jesus,
You will sojourn on the sacred hill in the name of Jesus. He said there, I will bless them with showers of rain when they, I love that, when they need. God does not waste things. He gives when you need it. And he gives in excess. Lift your two hands up. Say, Lord, I need your showers of blessing. I need your showers of rain upon what I do. Oh, Lord, I release, 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 release your showers of blessing. Your showers of rain over my land, over my land, over my land. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Is this, you don't understand? You have a land. When rain does not fall on the land, there will be famine on the land. Rain is, can be opportunity. Rain can be blessing. Rain can be many things. The rain is everything that empowers your land to be fruitful. It is not to have a land alone. Many have a portion. It's not yielding anything. It's a rain that changes the condition of a land to yield an increase. So whatever, you see, when you mention rain, God knows the rain, the type of rain, and what the rain is for your land. Rain might be connection. Rain might be a lifting. It is what will bring forth an increase on your land. Lift your two hands up to him and say, Lord, bless me with showers of rain upon my land. Can I pray? Let there be showers, showers, showers of rain upon my land. Let there be opportunities. Let there be increase. Let there be a blessing upon my land. Showers of rain. Let there be showers of rain upon my land. Showers of rain. Showers of rain. Showers of opportunities. Let the rain put an end to dryness. Let the rain change my season. Let the rain change my circumstances. Let the rain change my experiences. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, everywhere can be brownish and not green. When rain falls, just check after 5 days of continuous rain. The brown will change to green. There is nothing that changes a condition of a land like rain. Are we here? The showers that will bring a turnaround on your land. Let that showers fall upon you and your land. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your two hands. Say, Lord, I am ready for the showers. I didn't hear. Say, Lord, I'm ready for the showers. I decree, let the showers come upon your land. 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 In the name of Jesus. You know, whenever God talks about showers, he talks about the condition of testing and hungering. It's people that are thirsty and hungry. You know, if a land is dry and you pour water on it, sometimes you can see it sucking the water. And then something like smoke will come up. For everyone hungry and thirsting after God and his blessings, you have prayed in the past and prayed and prayed and prayed. This is your day. I decree, let the rain, torrential rain, begin to fall upon your land. Let the rain bring an increase in your life, an increase in your family, an increase of opportunities. Let the rain bring about the turnaround. Let your land be green suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 27. The trees will bear fruit. The fields will produce crops. And everyone will live in safety on his land. When I break my people's chain and set them free from those who have made them slave, then they will know. Anyone laboring enslaved in the name of labor, let the Lord deliver you by his name. In the name of Jesus, every work you are doing that is slavery, may the Lord arise and deliver you from that work. In the name of Jesus, may the blessing of the Lord be upon your hands, be upon your land. In the name of Jesus. Let's go back. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. You are going to say my, not the tree. Say my trees will bear fruit. I know most of you are not farmers. But the Lord knows what your tree are. Your tree is your business. Your tree is what you do. It shall bear fruit. Look at somebody. Say your tree shall bear fruit. Another person says your tree shall bear fruit. I decree whatever represents your tree, let them begin to bear fruit. Let the rain come upon your tree. Let there be an increase in your fruit. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Let's go. My trees, lift your two hands up. My trees will bear fruit. My seed will produce crop. And everyone will live in safety in his own land. In the name, say the Lord shall break my chain and set me free from every slavery. The Lord set me free. Say the Lord shall break my chain and set me free from every labor. The Lord shall break my chain. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. You know, the work most of us are doing, that we are happy with our working conditions. Soon, when you travel abroad or you go on holiday, you will know that you are a slave. I remember going for a training in the UK. We were eating 3 times in a day, which was abnormal for me because I eat twice in a day. Averagely, twice in a day. We're eating 3 times in a day. So, at the training venue, after eating in the morning, when you come in, when you are entering the training venue, you will see, what do we call it? Taps. Coke, Fanta, Sprite. You will see cake. When you move from it, you know, before, as you are entering, before you get to your class, as you are leaving that place, you will see apple, grape, and river, and you go. And when you get to the class, they will now introduce you and say, oh, I hope you have good breakfast. We have drinks there. Don't bother. If you just thirsty and you feel better, you can just go out and pick a cake. And remember, we Nigerians now, our first day, scarcity mentality, as if the thing will disappear. It was on the third day that we are, this is not the go anywhere. Maybe we calm down now. Three good meals, and in between it, we can leave the class. And then there is a break where we now walk and go and talk and be carrying things. So people here, if you go for 1 week, you will know that there are showers of rain somewhere. But this one, you are working 6 to 6. And somebody is saying, if I don't leave the office, you cannot leave. And they are paying you $250,000. No, I don't want to mention the salary of people. So they are paying you $250,000. And you feel good. I have a very good job, you know. I have a very good job. And if you check your account, nothing, no savings, you are owing everybody. Even the clothes you are wearing. You are the one everybody sees and say you are a big boy. You don't know you are a slave. May the Lord deliver you. Lift your two hands. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from every slavery. God labor, God labor. Every work that is slavery, that I call work, any slavery. Oh Lord, arise, deliver me by your increase, by your provision. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some of you, if you give birth here, 6 weeks after, they are calling you from office. In some countries, you will go for 1 year. Your husband will go for 1 month or 3 months. And your salary will be paid. You see, because I know my church members, if you don't explain some things very well, they don't understand what we are saying. So you are like a slave. I am not a slave now. Ah, now you think so. In fact, some people are bad slaves. Supervising slaves. They don't make him a supervisor. He doesn't know he's a slave. He is victimizing everybody around him. He thinks he's a big boy. How much are you earning? Convert it to dollars. You will cry. I pray. Everybody working hard here. Every diligent worker. May the Lord take you to your place of reward. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, it's my time of reward. Say, arise, remember me. Arise, remember me. Arise, remember me. It's my time for reward. Arise, 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 arise. Arise and remember me. Arise and remember me. It's my time of reward. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pause a little? Jeremiah 31 verse 16. Let's read this. It's a time for reward. It's a time for reward. Tell somebody, it's a time for reward. Say that. Let me hear you. Say, it's a time for reward. Can we read together? Stop your crying and wipe away your tears. All that you have done for your children will not go unrewarded. They will return from the land. Give me ESV or NKJV. NKJV. You will not go unrewarded. Did you hear me? You know, if you read the Bible, especially the New Testament, you understand that when you walk, you are not working for your boss. You are working for God. That is why there is no work that is small. There is no work you should do with complaint. Because it's God you are working for. I pray for you. Every unrewarded labor, every labor that God has not rewarded, in this season of increase, let your reward begin to pursue you. It's your time for reward. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord my God, say, remember me. It's my season for reward. Say, it's my season. Arise, remember me. It's my season for reward. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me share this story with you. Some of the people that stayed with me before, 3 of them went to school together. They came to Abuja safe together. One got a job in an engineering firm. One was doing supplies, had a link with UK, was doing some supplies. And now the one working in the engineering firm spoke to the other guy doing supply that you can do supply in my office, and they had an agreement that he will be supplying. So while they were supplying, the profit was getting more. So when it came to time to share profit, the man that was working in the engineering company that was facilitating the contract said he was not going to give the man that was supplying anything. That after all, you did nothing than to supply. And after you supply, you have received your this thing. Say, that was not our agreement. Our agreement that you give me 30%. He said, where is he? Where did we write it? Where did you write it? So the fight became bloody. Very terrible fight. So they brought the case to me. I now look at the one that was so caught cheated.
And I say, I beg you,
in the name of the Lord,
let it go. Let it go. He was crying. Let the man take the money. You know, this money I'm talking about was like that. What I'm talking about was like 10, 12 years ago. The money was around 10 to 12 million. I said, let it go. Let it go. I was crying. He said, he has let it go. He came the following, maybe that day or the following, I said, kneel down. I rained blessings. Blessings. Blessings on him. He was crying. The rest was his issue. The one that carried the money, we can't find him again. Nowhere to be found. The one that received the blessing is in UK, working with one of the, if you mention consulting firms in the world, just go and Google top consulting firm in the world. You will see. He's working for a top three consulting firm. He resigned 2 years ago and is now working with Barclays Bank there in UK. He let it go. It was as if his reward has been denied him. Why did I share that? You might have been cheated. But I'm here to tell you, it's a time for your reward. Therefore, let the Lord that never forgets, let him arise in his majesty and reward you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has been cheated here, receive your reward from the Lord. Let the Lord arise and reward you. 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 In the name of Jesus. You have been working hard, but you have been being bypassed because of politics. It's your time of reward. Wherever you are, bow down your heads. I want you to talk to him. Especially if you have been denied your reward. Talk to him. Talk to him. And say, Lord, remember me. My reward. My reward. He said, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. For your work shall be rewarded. My reward, sir. Oh, Lord, my reward. Oh, Lord, arise. Give me my reward. Oh, Lord, arise, give me my reward. Oh, Lord, arise, give me my reward. You can look stupid now, but the Lord himself will reward you. He will reward you. The Lord reward you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Genesis 49:22. Genesis 49:22. 22. We are going to read from 22 to 26 straight. And then we come and pray. Let's go. Joseph. Are we here? Oh yeah, let's go. Joseph is a fruitful bough. A fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in his strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father, who helped you, and by the Almighty, who bless you with the blessings of the heavens above, blessings of a deep that lies beneath, blessings of a breast, and blessings of a womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestor up to the utmost bound of the everlasting. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated. Because of my time, I would have loved to start from Genesis 48. Let's read Genesis 48, 3 to 5. Genesis 48, 3 to 5. Genesis 48, 3 to 5. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph, then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and did what? And blessed me. And said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people, and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting. Are you hungry? Are you? And now, your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt, before I came to you in Egypt, are mine as Reuben and Simeon. They shall. The blessings of Joseph, I'm not sure I've seen the blessing on anyone like that in the Bible. Number one, let's look at this. Joseph had a portion. But because of the love of his father for him and the blessing upon him, his portion was not one. His grandchildren were elevated to the level of his brothers. It is never done anywhere. Are you here? By the blessings of Joseph. Lift your two hands up. Say, by your blessings, oh Lord, elevate me. Elevate me, elevate me. Higher than my natural stature. Say, by your blessing, by your blessing. 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 Elevate me, elevate me. By the blessing upon Joseph. Oh Lord, arise, elevate me. Elevate me, elevate me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, this is profound. He was elevated. The grandsons became children by the blessing. And you know what? If he has said, I elevate one of your children, it's better. He elevated the two. Look at what he wrote. He said, I came to you as mine, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Do you remember when I was teaching about Reuben? Remember how he became few? Do you remember when I was teaching about Simeon? Simeon was sandwiched into Judah. He never had a land. But the grandchildren, two, not one, had superior land than all. A double promotion. A double reward. Let the Lord bring your way in this month. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, my reward shall be double. Can I say, my reward shall be double? Say, in this season, my reward is double. My reward is double. My reward is double. My reward is double. In this season, my reward is double. In this season, my reward is double. My reward is double. My reward is double. My reward is double. There is an elevation for me, and my reward is double. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jump to verse 15. Jump to verse 15. 15. 15. 15. Quickly, sir. And he blessed. Look at it, too. Look at that. What? Who is he blessing? Did you see that? No. Read it. Let me hear you. Oh, yeah. Continue. Let's see. And said, God, before whom my father Abraham, Isaac, and what? The God who has fed me all my life long to this day. And he blessed David. Bless thee. The angel of the Lord go ahead of you, deliver you from every evil. Let the angel of increase visit your business, visit your career, visit your family. Let the angels of increase visit you. In the name of Jesus, I decree, let the angels of increase visit you. Let there be an increase for you. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of increase visit you. Let there be an increase for you. In the name of Jesus. He said, bless the lads. Let my name be upon them. And the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude. Let's continue. Verse 16. Now, when Joseph saw that his father lay his right hand on the head of Ephraim, do you know that when the Bible says he blessed Joseph, he put his hand on the children, not on Joseph. As far as the father was concerned, Joseph had become two. He gave him the right of a firstborn. Do you know, there was elevation from grandchild children to the main children. Abby. Now, the second child was now done what? He was elevated. Go and check. If you have a computer Bible, just Google, check for Ephraim. You will discover. By the time you get to the book of Isaiah, the book of Hosea, they were not calling Israel Israel. They were calling Israel Ephraim. Because Ephraim has grown so big that he has swallowed up all the 9.5 tribes that they were calling them Ephraim. By the blessing of Joseph. I pray for everyone here. The blessings of Joseph. Let this be going to work in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, let the blessing begin to work in every area of your life. Let the blessing begin to work in every area of your life. Let the blessing begin to work in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Genesis 49, 22 to 26. We'll take it as we take the communion. Just take that blessing. We bless you, Jesus. The blessing that brought the last and made him the first. The blessing that put the name of the Lord upon the last. And the whole generation were called by him. Ephraim. The blessing. Manda libukuria balaba. Gandara bakaria bala. Ashende libukuria balaba zizakaria. Yanda libukuria badadada makaza. Ayaga libukuria badadana masita. Ikiri gadalala laba. Can we lift our hands up and let's just pray this prayer? Say, oh Lord, arise and increase me. Arise, increase me. Atikete nemo kuria gadada. Ayana namakaria dada. Etebetebetebo kuria. By your blessing, by the blessing of the communion, arise and increase me. In the debo kuria ba. Yaganda dalama. Ekebetebetebe. Maria gadadadadada ba. May I not be small. May I not be few. May I not be little. Arise in Christ. May I not be small. By the blessing, I cannot be small. By the blessing, I cannot be little. By the blessing, I cannot be few. Ariagadada. Open your mouth and pray. Yanana. Arebo Goria da 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 da. Rabagaria da 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 da. Yashatakata. 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 Yakashatakataka. Yebede. Rabagaria kada. Shitete. Rebede. Increase me, O Lord. Can I hear you pray? Maria kada. Robo Goria Gadada Yakata Robo Goria Dada Eria Gadada Mariaga Mokote Gede Rebede Gede Rabaka Riagada Anana Namakada Rebede Gede Rebeke Riagada Yabakere Laba Kata Kata Laba Ibere de Bokoriaba. Rebekeria, can I hear you pray for yourself? Mataya, Ebe Ribokoria Kata, Rebeka Rebokoria, Rabakaria Kata. Increase me. In favor, in goodness, increase my territory, increase me in wealth, increase my wisdom, kada, rebekeria kada, mana mata eldekete, robokuria kada.
Increase me, O Lord. Increase me, O Lord.
Shamata yama yama jana maya baya. Jimbekele. Not few, not little, not small. I am increased, I am mighty. I am mighty in the land. Not few, not small, not little, not weak, not few, not small, not little, not weak. I am increased in the land. Not few, not little, not small, not weak, not few, not little, not small, not few, not little, not small, not weak again.
I am increased. I am in Greece. I am in Greece. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, my reward is increasing. Say, my reward is increasing. Say, my reward is increasing. 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 My reward is increasing.
Increase me, increase me, increase me. I can hear you pray. Meriakata.
Increase me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. A classical scripture for increase. Classical scripture. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. Can we read together? Let's go. One, two, go. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines, give me another translation. Increase me, O Lord. That same year. We don't know if it was the beginning of the year that he sowed. But it doesn't matter. That same year. Remember the parable of the 11th tower. That Deborah. It doesn't matter when you start. The reward of the Lord is what matters. Can we read together? Then I said another translation. Let's go. In that land, I reap in the same year 100-fold. The Lord bless him. And the man became rich and gained more and more until he became. Say, oh Lord, increase me. Ariata de Debokuria Dada. Ebere de Debokuria Dada. Yasha taka 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 riboko teke. Rebere de Debokuria Dada. Yabare de Debokuria Dada. Yanda de Debokuria Dada. Can I pray? Increase me, increase me, O Lord. Increase me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give me good news. Good news. Isaac sowed crop in that land. And that year, he harvested 100 times as much as he had sown. Hey, listen to me. 100 times profit in 2022 more than 2021.
In the name of Jesus.
Did you hear me?
A job that will pay you 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 100 times. How much you earn in 2021? Let the Lord provide for you in 2022. In the name of Jesus.
It will shock you. Have you not attended? Okay. Some people have attended interview where they ask them, how much do you want to earn? And the person multiplied his salary by 5 and told them. And everybody on the interview panel started laughing. started laughing. So the person was now embarrassed that, did I increase it in too much? Until the first salary entered. I was speaking with a daughter's mother in church. The blessing that came. Let me not go there. You see, there are some blessings that come to you that your parents never had. Some of us, our first salary, when our parents heard about it, they just look at you and say, They started another set of prayer. May you not miss road. May you not mess up. May you not be proud. May you not be arrogant. May you not, you know the kind of salary where you say, Papa never imagined before. They say now 1 month they're going to give you. This year, in this season of increase, let the Lord turn around your situation. Let that be your testimony. 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 In the name of Jesus. When I was in the bank, there was an interview we did and test for some people. And when they were going back, the bank gave them transport fare. As we're giving the envelope, there was one person we gave the envelope to. When he collected the envelope and opened it, he just started crying. He borrowed money to come to Kano to write the test. So if they give me this kind of transport fare, how much salary are they going to pay me? You see, at some prayer point we raise, if we don't extend things very much, because we have not earned much for long, we will not understand. I pray here. Financially, let the Lord change your status. Let there be an increase for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, Lord, arise. Say, an increase that will change my story. Let it come upon my life. In the name of Jesus, an increase that will change my story. 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 Let it come upon our life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. May the Lord surprise you. I didn't hear amen. May the Lord surprise you. May the Lord change your story. What has not happened in your family before? In this season, let them begin to happen. Let them happen speedily. Let them happen without any stress. Let them happen as a surprise. May the Lord bring them your way. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord surprise you. Let the Lord change your story. Let the Lord elevate you. May you dance without a drum. May you dance without a sound. May you dance without music. By the blessing of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, what looks so big and mighty, may the Lord do it easily for you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Lift your hands to him. Say, Lord, increase me. I didn't hear you. Yanama Karia Katada. Enekeria Kata Maria Kata. Ibegeria Katalaba Kata. Mazendeke Riketebe. Rebekeria Katada. Rebekeria Katada. Arise, O Lord, and increase me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some months ago, I was sharing with you a vacancy that a friend of mine showed me. I can't remember the right figure now, but apart from the salary they will pay your children's school fees up to between 18,000 and 20,000 pounds, apart from the salary. I know some people won't carry calculator, multiply them. No be salary. If you get children, we won't go school. We are paying. Some people's work, transport for yourself, they no pay. No transport allowance, no nothing. But in this season of increase, may the Lord change our story. May the Lord arise and change your story. May the Lord arise and change your story. May the Lord arise and change your story. In the name of Jesus. Wait, thank you. Who will take the communion? Go with me. When I was in the bank, I had friends that go to UK on Friday and come by PA and land Monday morning and come straight to the office. Some do that twice in a month. Some go to watch Arsenal Friday and come back Monday morning. Back. Some of you, they go Gariki, you no give us rest. From here to Gariki. You must hear some stories so that your vision will change. Maybe make 150,000. Nobody the rest again. I pray for everyone here. The thing that the Lord will do, it will surprise you and shock your enemies. Let the Lord increase you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. I decree those hands blessed. Whatever these hands do, let the blessing of the Lord come upon your head. Opportunities that will blow away your poverty. Let the Lord make those opportunities available for you. In the name of Jesus, what man struggle to do, let the Lord give you grace to do it without stress. In the name of Jesus, you will not hear people's story alone. Soon we will hear your story. Soon we will hear your story. Soon we will share your testimony. Soon you will be elevated. Soon you will be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, your change has come. Your change has come. Your transformation has come. Your change has come. Your transformation has come. Your increase has come. Your change has come. Your transformation has come. Your increase has come. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to me. Soon, you'll be paid in dollars. I say soon. You'll be paid in dollars. You'll be living in Nigeria and you'll be paid in dollars. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. That means you must apply for dollar paying jobs. Are we here? I just see that many times. I see many opportunities. I don't look at them and say, are my church members doing this? There are many remote works online that will pay you good in dollars. Some might look small, 20, 30, whatever, by the time you put them together. There are some that are not like that, especially people in IT. There are many good remote works, but there are some people, they are youth. They have never, even Nigeria job, they don't know how to apply. But you earn in dollars, they are the ones shouting. They don't have CV. Their certificate, they don't know where it is.
They have not upgraded their skills since they left school. Their English have not left, you know. Their English now, you know. I think he gets me. But they are jumping off a dollar job. If you change your mentality, there is nothing you want to hear to change your life that you have not heard in this church already. It is you. There are many things I can do, I want to do. The Lord said, I did not send you. I did not. There are many people here from now, anytime from 2 p.m., they have nothing doing. The 9 o'clock the following day, 9 to 2, 2 to the other day, they have nothing doing. They have all the time in the world to do things, but they are doing nothing. All what they do is go to social media and begin insulting each other. Lift your hands up. I pray for you. Lord, we thank you for the bread broken for us by this communion. Let there be a change. Let there be a transformation. Let there be an increase in every area of our life. In the name of Jesus. Take of the bread. Take of the bread. Take of the bread. Whatever has brought delay into your life, as we take of the blood of Jesus, let that delay be terminated. Whatever you have been expecting that has been detained anywhere, as we take of the blood of Jesus, let there be a release for you. In the name of Jesus, whatever will happen and will cause you shame and embarrassment, that will bring a reduction and a decrease in any area of your life, as we take of the blood of Jesus, let them be checkmated in the name of Jesus. By this blood, you shall not reduce, you shall not decrease, you shall not be small, you shall not be few, you shall not be little, you shall not be weak in the name of Jesus. By this blood, we checkmate every work of darkness in your family. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take of the blood of Jesus. Take of the blood. I will now give you 1 minute. 1 minute. Talk to me. I give you 1 minute. Just talk to me. 1 minute. Just talk to me. Increase everywhere. Increasing opportunities. Increasing favor. Increasing wisdom. Increasing wealth. Increasing territory. Increase. Increasing customers. Increase. Increasing opportunities. Increasing promotion. Increasing elevation. Increase. Lord, we thank you. The Lord heard the plea of his children and came speedily to help them. May he hear your cries this evening and with speed answer you in the name of Jesus. Your increase will be visible to all. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can you stretch forth your hand here? Let me pray for you. May the Lord increase you more and more. You and your children. In the name of Jesus. That area of your life that you need an increase. May the Lord increase you in that area. In the name of Jesus. The area of your life you need an increase that you don't even know or are not even thinking about. May the Lord bring an increase for you there. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord surprise you with his increase. May you burst forth. May you break out. May you break through. In the name of Jesus, may you be known as the one that the Lord has increased.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.